Seeger and the Silver Bullet Band, 5MU, up and at him. And a man who is, as we speak, in his socks and jocks, sliding through the kitchen, is Richard Pascoe.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again?
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. I've never looked better either.
No.
I've got to say that, so yes.
Fit. Yeah. It's all that running's paying off.
It is, so yes.
Yeah, very good. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, thanks, Adam. Sat up last night. Well, I didn't. I'm lying. I didn't.
You
listen
didn't?
To the Apple overnight announcements. I just got up a bit earlier this morning. So, but we'll get to that in a moment.
Right. There was a time when that was must watch, must listen to live as it was happening just to get the full experience. And nowadays, a bit ho-hum, to be honest.
Yeah, Apple. Got to say.
Still making lots of money, though. Hey, big announcement, though. On the other side of the ledger, with Windows having an announcement.
It really is. This is the big announcement as well. Not often you see Apple push back to number two on the year. As well, so there was a Windows event for June the 24th.
Right.
They're promising to show what's next with Windows. They sent out an invite with an image which looks like a new Windows logo. The light shines through the window with two vertical bars that look like an 11, Adam.
Really, they're really stepping out on that innovation when it comes to the title of things.
The amount of people that go and look at all these things and wonder what's going on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but when Windows 10 was introduced, it was touted as the last version of Windows. They lied. We'll just slide that one in there as well.
It's the Fonzie of operating systems.
Exactly right. One more tour as well. So it looks like we're going to have Windows 11 coming. I can't answer basically any questions. Will it be a free upgrade? We don't know. Will it run all my old software? You know what? I hope not.
Okay.
You know, for people out there. So, you know, sorry, sometimes you're trying to run crap from the 80s and the 90s. Get rid of it. Will I have to buy a new computer? I don't think so, but I think it is about driving computer sales. They've also got some big features coming anyway out there as well. If you've got multiple monitors, they're going to find a way for you to rearrange apps on your multiple monitors as well, fix Bluetooth audio, and fix the App Store as well. So, but Windows 11, I think we might see it possibly end of the year.
Yes, if you're still comma-8ing, comma-1ing, it's time to update, and Windows 11 might be a bit of a rude shock for you, but we'll see when it comes in a couple of weeks.
Exactly right.
Looking good.
Very useful. Yeah.
All right, now Apple, they've obviously tried to trump Windows and announced even less.
They have. So there was Apple announcements overnight for their Worldwide Developers Conference. Basically, that is all about telling you what's going to come in about August, September, when the new iPhone comes out. Because every year around that date, there is a new operating system for the iPhone, the iPad, and the Mac as well. The good thing about iOS 15 will be out, which will be out then. If you can run iOS 14, you're going to get iOS 15. Really good thing, that. So
okay.
You don't have to go out and buy a new phone. Big changes to FaceTime. I've got to say they've got Zoom in their sights. They really do some of the things I've seen this morning. So good luck to Zoom. And they've fixed notifications. But also, coming to the Photos app is a thing called Live Text, where the phone's camera will actually be able to read text and allow search of text in photos as well. I'm going to say Google Photos does that right now.
It already, yeah. I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure I do that often now.
Yeah, which most people do. But for the people on iPhones and that, it's coming.
Great.
iPads, new operating system will add more multitasking, widgets on the main screen. The new Mac operating system will be called Monterey, taking over from Big Sur.
Okay.
The most exciting thing out of that is if you've got an iPad and you put it anywhere near your Apple desktop, you can drag something without connecting and drag something straight off your iPad onto your Mac and back and forth.
Oh, that sounds a bit gimmicky, but I'm all in for a gimmick. That sounds like a delightful thing to do.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So we're that thing I'm actually looking forward to.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Apple.
Yeah.
Good on you, Tim. You bushel light still under a bushel. He really is. Now, here's a sentence no one ever said. Wasn't last census delightful? It really wasn't. It was. I'm not sure anyone knows exactly how many people are in the country because of the last census. But we're going to try and figure it out in a couple of months.
Less than 70 days, we're going to have the 2021 census. The Australian statistician, David Gruen, says they're well prepared and ready.
Good.
Hold on, people.
Didn't he say that last time?
Maybe. They hope to avoid the embarrassment that plagued them nearly 5 years ago. My God, my phone ran off the hook that time talking about the census.
Yeah.
This time they've gone to Amazon Web Services. They've awarded a contract to PwC Australia. They hope not to repeat what happened in 2016, where supposedly they had denial of service attacks on it. They suffered a hardware router failure. Basically, too many people logged on at once But, you know, you won't have to wait until Census Night to fill out the form. If you know where you're going to be on the 10th of August, you can fill it out any time that you want to. But you know what, Adam? We wish the census the best of luck.
Do you know, we absolutely do, because it's actually very important. But we kind of see it as a bit of a thing we have to do. But the information provided within determines whether you get a school or a hospital or a main road or whatever. So it's important stuff.
Or whether you're part of the Jedi religion.
Whether you're part of the Jedi religion, it's made up, and people judge you. Now, the census would have been pretty easy to do last year at this time because everyone was at home, but hopefully I'll be able to do that again. Now, look, I feel like I'm part of the Adelaide Tech Guy family. You speak to me on a Tuesday, and you speak to people not only around South Australia, but interstate as well, talking about all things tech. And a bit of sad news at the weekend. That family got slightly smaller with a legend of South Australian community radio passing.
It did. Jim Manning passed away on the weekend. I've known Jim for the last 10 years. Used to have a segment with him on Thursday mornings. Look, Jim was a great community man. He broadcast baseball and soccer games out there. Jim always had an opinion on things. Who on radio doesn't have an opinion? You and
right.
I do.
Sure.
You know, as well. So Jim followed closely local, state and federal politics. We had to interview politicians. He had a love of tech, which is really where we hit it off. He would have loved all the Apple announcements last night. We always had a laugh in our segments from the childish jokes. Just, you know, on the last segment I did with him, he was talking about astronomy, so I was at work at the Uranus joke, because I always do.
As you should.
Astronomers hate that joke. There was also the time I finished off a segment with the infamous soccer is not a real sport comment that said bye, Jim, and his phone went berserk on there as well. You know, as well. Yeah. So Jim was a great man. He will be missed by his friends who loved him, his family and the radio audience that he built. But, you know, Jim would also say, celebrate his life, don't mourn me. And if you're not feeling well, go to the bloody doctor.
Yeah, do that. Please. Yes. That's what they're there for. I mean, they might cost $70, but that's what they're there for. Absolutely. Jim, I had limited, I don't think we'd call each other friends, but I had limited dealings with Jim, but always friendly, always passionate, always about community. And yes. Those who do know him and love him are mourning him today and this week. And we pass our condolences on to his family and his friends as well. And say swirl in the radio station in the sky, Jim. Jim Manning from one of South Australia's best community broadcasters, passing away on the weekend. A sombre way to finish, Richard. But no doubt we'll look forward to the weekend and Nicola not touching the balls and the Port giving it to the Cats.
Yeah, exactly right. Go Port. Put your house on it. Really. Gamble responsibly, but you know, if you've got a spare, $100, put it on.
If you've got a spare house, put it on Port.
Put it on.
That's right. Richard, thank you, mate. We'll talk next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. Of course, adelaidetechguy.com.au. And if you'd like to involve Richard in your tech consultancy, then you can do so by heading to that website as well. It is 13 away from 9. You're on 5MU. This is Up and Adam.